Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 176 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. And welcome to everybody who's listening in from wherever you are in the world. It could be good morning, we should be saying good evening, or good night. It depends where you are in the world, but you're really welcome to join the show because this is a trans-global co-creation, which means that everyone who tunes in adds their energy to the show. And we also cross time zones, oceans, meridians, and mediums to get to meet everybody all around the world. But our guest this day is all the way from the United Kingdom. She's about 200 miles down the motorway from me, and it's Miss Magical. And I've met her a couple of times in Avebury, and she's really phenomenal. So before we bring her on, we're going to connect you to somebody who's snowed in over there in America. Are you there, Gary?
Hi, Gary everyone. Moore. Hello, John Christie. Hello, everyone. Hello from snowy New England. Yes, on Friday, beginning about 12 noon, it started snowing. And it didn't stop snowing until about 18 hours later. And it was coming down hard and the wind was blowing. It was called Winter Storm Nemo. So we don't need to worry about finding Nemo. Nemo found us. And here I am in Connecticut, which got the worst of anywhere, and woke up Saturday morning to about 5 feet of snow. Everything was just buried. The entire state had been paralyzed. Every single highway, street in the state of Connecticut was closed by the governor. And Sunday began the arduous task of digging out. And now the roads are down to one lane, single file, on each highway. So if you're out driving and you meet another car, you must give way, or they must give way, one or the other. It's in all my years in Colorado, in the Colorado mountains, and I've seen my fair share of snow. Mm-hmm. I had never ever seen a storm quite like this. It's been amazing.
I can't believe that America ground to a halt, because I thought it only happened here in the UK, where we're not used to huge amounts of snow normally, and even the ambulance service had to dig their own drive out. Where are all the gritters and the snow plows that we used to have? That's what I want to know. But anyway, we haven't got snow at the moment. We've been having floods instead, because there's been loads of rain.
Well, now we've got that going on. It's been raining today. And that's kind of helping, I think, in making these roads a little more passable.
Yeah, will get rid of your snow a bit, won't it?
But I think just the individual cars are doing it more than anything, really. The snow plows are basically out on the main highways now, plowing the main arteries throughout the state. So commerce can resume. And here on the side streets and the back streets and so forth, that's kind of taken the back burner. Now, there are people in other areas, like our dear friend John, Truth Sleuth, who is in a town about 20 miles south of me in kind of a rural area. Last I heard from him, there hasn't even been a snowplow, and they've been stranded in their homes.
Oh.
So keep John in the light for everyone. And,
we will.
Yes, and hopefully we'll hear from him soon. I haven't heard from him, and I'm sure he's all right, but just digging
his way out of there.
It's
right.
It's been butt deep to a tall Indian, and I'm a tall Indian.
How tall are you, Gary?
I'm 6 feet.
Are you? All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you are a tall Indian. Anyway, we do have Miss Magical, as I said, and we're going to hear songs from a new album of love songs, and they're
looking
acoustic.
Looking forward to this. Yay. Yes.
Yeah, the album is called Mr. Magical, and it's going to be launched on February 14th, just in time
for
Valentine's Day. 13 lovely songs there are on the album, and I've had to actually twist her arm up her back to get her to send me some tracks to play, because... And she wasn't going to do, but I managed to talk her into it. So we will be playing them in a little while. And I think she didn't want me to play them because they're love songs. But, I mean, what difference does it make? Because music is a vibration, as are we. And so if you connect with the vibration of a song, it's very healing. And the song I'm going to open up with, there was an absolutely beautiful version of it recorded by Wet, Wet, Wet. But I'm going to play the Trogs version, which maybe is not quite as nice, but the guy that wrote it, recorded it first, of course, and he was in the Trogs, and very sadly passed away this week, last week, during the week.
Oh.
And there's a line in the song which says, "My mind's made up by the way that I feel." And I've always thought that was a really profound line. What do you think, Gary?
Yes.
My mind's made up by the way
that
I feel.
Yes.
Because you don't think about that, do you? That your mind's made up by the way that you feel. Anyway, here we go. I'll give this a spin before we bring Miss Magical on.
Okay.
So the feeling grows.
60s, and I think that was quite an ascension song before its time. What do you think, Gary?
I think so. I love the Troggs, and always have. I can actually remember when that song charted here in the U.S.
Was it a big hit there as well? It was here. Yeah. Yeah, and
I could lie and say it was before my time and I read about it, but no, I can actually remember.
Well, I have seen the Troggs and all the other 60s bands doing their 60s shows, and in fact, it wasn't that long ago since I saw Reg Presley. And as you know, I used to work with all the 60s bands,
mm-hmm.
and so I sort of support the 60s shows when they come around, so I really miss going to see him in the shows, you know, in the 60s band shows. But anyway, I'm going to ask Miss Magical when she comes on if she's seen him, because I think he is from down south. So we'll bring Miss Magical on. Are you there, Miss Magical?
Hello, Jan.
Hiya. Welcome to the show.
Thank welcome, you. Darling.
And welcome back,
Sister. Hello. Well, what better place for me to be than with my sister and brother of light here.
Oh.
And I'm so happy that you asked me to come on. It's been a while.
Thank you for joining us, even though we weren't coming apart.
We were honored.
Honored, yes.
Yes, so Miss Magical, have you seen Reg Presley in the Troggs?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's short for the Troglodytes, which means cave dwellers, just in case you didn't know. And,
I didn't know that.
You didn't? No. Well, he passed away during the week, so we're going to send love, light and healing out to all his family. And, you know, because it is upsetting when you lose a loved one, even though we know that that's not the end of them and that we will meet them again, it's still upsetting because you know you're not going to see them for a while. So loads of healing going out to the family there.
Absolutely.
As we say in Lakota, Doksha Ake, they have no word for goodbye. Doksha Ake means see you again.
Yeah. Sayonara. Yeah.
Again, I will see you.
True. Yeah. In fact, I've got more over on the other side than I've got relatives living here. So I'm not worried about dying because I know I'm going to see them all again. Anyway, so how are you doing, Miss Magical? You've got a new album coming out and we're going to be playing a song or two from that later on. And so did you want to speak about anything before we mention the album in a bit? Did you want to talk about crystals or healing in general?
Well, firstly, I'd just like to say, you know, hello to everyone who's listening and everyone who will be listening in the archive show. And I'm so happy to be here. I love being on radio with you two guys. Of course, we all met on the Gold Ring, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that would have been about 4 or 5 years ago now.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, I've met you 3 times down in Avebury.
Yes.
When we've been down to do the summer solstice.
For ceremonies, yes.
Yeah.
We had a great time down there.
Yeah, really enjoyed that.
Well, firstly, if I could just mention about the album. I mean, you know, you said you had to twist my arm. And part of the reason why I said, oh, let's play the healing songs is because the first album, Wayshower, was really very channeled. It came to me in a very channeled way. And I would write the lyrics very quickly. And I knew that this album I had to give to the world. And I've been giving that album for some years now. And if anyone wants that album, they can go to missmagicalmusic.com. That's Miss Magical with a K, not a C.
Yeah.
missmagicalmusic.com. And they can receive that album for free. And so, as you know, I've been doing that for some time. And it's lovely to be able to send you the vibration of sound out for a healing experience for people.
Yeah.
And, of course, sound changes everything in it. And, you know, it really resonates into people's hearts. And so the new album, which is called Mr. Magical, is really a collection of love songs, which are far more personal to me than the healing songs, if you like.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just so happy to be able to share them. It's something I've wanted to do for a while and just never really got round to it. Now I'm round to it, and I'm going to do a live launch of the album on my live stream channel.
Oh, yeah, which is livestream.com, Miss Magical.
Music. Yeah, it's www.livestream.com/Miss Magical Music, again with a K.
Yeah.
And so we're having a live launch, and of course we've got our own chat room, and we usually do what we call the magical healing song, excuse me, and where the viewers put the words of a song in the chat room, and, you know, I sing their words, which is tremendous.
Oh, it's fabulous. I've been in there and put words in myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it really surpasses anything I could do by myself. I mean, it's so powerful. And it's the magical collective healing song. And so on this, the new album launch, we're going to do the magical twin flame song. And I've been saying to people, you know, if you're single, perhaps you might even meet your twin flame there in the chat room. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll be there, right, Gary?
Well, I can't believe it. When I spoke to you the other day, before I even knew what you'd put on your album, I said to you, have you written a song called Twin Flame? And you said, yes, I have. And I said, and you know, I just knew it, because you tend to channel, well, we channel from the same place, obviously, but you tend to channel similar titles to me. You've got Namaste and I've got Hey Namaste. And different ones that we've sort of written almost synchronistically. And I wrote one called Twin Soul last week and recorded it the day after, which I haven't got a mix on it yet. But when I sent, I actually called it Twin Flame on my project, but when I sent the tracks off to be mixed, I'd actually put the title as Twin Soul. And I thought, why did I put Twin Soul instead of Twin Flame? And that's why, because you've done one called Twin Flame. So that's why I asked you if you'd done one.
Dan, we always do that, don't we?
I don't think that's almost synchronistically. I think that is synchronistically how you two come up with that. Yes.
Yeah.
We've been doing that for years, Jan.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
I love collaborating.
Writing the same songs.
They're totally different songs and different beats and everything, but we end up with the same title nearly, don't we?
Yes. Well, what's different for me on this album is it's very acoustic. It's just me live, real and raw, and it's completely different to the other album. And so it's nice for me just to be kind of unplugged and you know, my live sound.
And that's the way music's gone. And I've always said, after all this techno music, which I'm still into because I just love the house beat, I'm still into all the techno sounds, but I've always said it will get back to one man and his guitar. And in this case, one lady and a guitar.
Yes.
So, you're also into crystal schools, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I've had a real connection with the crystals and the crystal skulls. I was invited by Little White Hawk to the Crystal Skulls Festival in Hot Springs.
Yeah.
In not this last year, 2010, and I went over and played there. And while I was there, I was connected to particularly one of the skulls, who's called Zahrina, and she's made from blue apatite, and she's a very alien-looking skull with the big eyes, blue.
Yeah.
And I had seen this skull in a vision about 2 years before, and I don't have many visions like that, so I really remembered it.
Yeah.
And when I saw her, I knew it was her, and I did some channeling with her. And I did some singing as well, channeling, you know, with her. And I sang with her. And the keepers of those skulls, Cindy and Dennis, when I got down from the stage and I'd finished, they said to me, oh, they talk to us in that language all the time, because I was singing in the star language, which was a tremendous acknowledgement and confirmation for me, because I've been singing in this, you know, this language, which is the language of all languages in the universe, combined. And it really bypasses the mind and speaks straight into the heart. And it's a DNA activation when you receive it in that way. And so to, you know, to have confirmation with the skulls and with the skull keepers was tremendous for me. And I've been there 3 times now.
Yeah.
And I will be going back soon as well. And there's a crystal mine there called Ron Coleman's Mine. It's in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And I've been to the crystal mine, and I've been there, you know, birthing these crystals, these quartz crystals. And when you bring them out of the ground, this beautiful red earth, red clay, and you bring these crystals out, you're like a midwife for them. They, you know, they really want to come out.
Oh.
And they're just so amazing. I mean, you know, we communicate with crystals and they communicate with us.
Yes, yeah.
And it's almost like when you're digging for crystals, they almost calling you.
Tell where they are.
They're like, I'm over here. I want to come back to England with you. You know, so you bring them out and then you're the first human ever to see them.
Yeah.
Because they've been there for so long and there's no carbon in quartz crystals, so they really can't carbon date them.
No. So are they actually already being formed when you're getting them out? Or...
Yeah. They're already formed, yes. There's no cutting at all.
Wow.
All those beautiful faces on them and the points and everything about them is just perfect. And they grow like that. And when you keep them, they actually do carry on growing. They're very slow growing, but they do actually change over time and grow.
Yeah, and I believe they all communicate with each other, don't they?
Yes, and particularly the crystal skulls, the ancient skulls, and which have, there are 13 of them.
Yeah, I've met two of those.
Have you?
In England, yes.
Right, and they do talk to each other in like a council, yeah.
Wow.
I wonder what the similarities are between you singing your star language and scat singing. You've heard of scat singing, right?
I have, Gary, yes.
Yeah,
like in jazz.
Jazz, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if guys like, you know, Scatman Carruthers and Scatman John, who you know, were very proficient at singing scat, I wonder if they were actually singing the star language. I often wondered that.
Well,
That's the DJ and me wondering about that.
Yes, what I can tell you about that is that when if I'm channeling a song and there are words, it's almost like I'm translating the feeling into mm-hmm. words. Mm-hmm. But when I sing in the star language, there's no translation. So mm-hmm. it's an expression of the feeling, the emotion. And when I go very deep into the star language, sometimes I cry because it's the joy is so immense that it's
so profound,
moving. Right? It's almost painful. It's just that line between, you know, you want to laugh, you want to cry. It's
it's that bliss that you feel when you're really connecting, isn't it? Yeah. I've been feeling that since December 21st.
Yeah.
And I think the magical atmosphere has been all around. And that's why another reason why I played that Love Is All Around. Because
that was beautiful, Jan.
It's just been all around since the 21st of December. And... So, you know, I'm so pleased that I'm feeling it.
Yes, we've really stepped into this new paradigm.
Definitely.
And we're in this fifth dimensional energy. And for me, the fifth dimension is love.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we crossed, you know, when we crossed over into December 21st, you know, people were thinking there was this massive shift, but the shift is occurring gradually. You know, it's like the Ides of March. The Ides of March are come, but they have not gone. What that means is it's been a gradual process leading up to the 21st, and then we're slowly and gradually evolving and ramping up.
Yeah, and I thought Cajon described it really well last week.
Yes.
When he said that the reality is what we have been creating and what we are still creating now. And so, you know, whatever is that we want it to be, it is already. And all we have to do is thank it for being so.
And Absolutely. The earth is seeking equilibrium. There is seeking the earth. She is creating balance and equilibrium across her surface. So in the face of things like what happened where I am, it may look tragic and it may seem tragic. It is not. It is the earth achieving balance and equilibrium across her surface. And as part of that balance, I see that. And like I said, you know, it may look tragic and it may seem tragic, but it's not. It's occurring in perfect time, in perfect space, to perfect order. and I am grateful to still, you know, be here, part of it. And if I go out in the process, that's totally okay too. But
and
I
also,
haven't yet.
Also, Gary, that's very true. What you say, it's almost like we live in a on a planet of polarities and duality, and so there's
right.
this pull, there's this kind of pulling us one way and then pulling us the other way in terms of events, our energy collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think one important thing about the twin flame is that the male and we obviously are here in the polarized male and female, and the twin flame union really takes the male, the divine masculine and the divine feminine, each of them having balanced their male and female
yes,
aspect.
Right.
And they come together in this unity. And I really believe that that is part of that equilibrium that you speak of, is that, and you find that many relationships in the last 2 or 3 years have ended, and you see that people coming together with what they consider is their twin flame. In this more fifth dimensional energy. And I really think that's essential for Gaia in these last few years and these next few, is that
Absolutely.
we have that union, that unity, and the Tantra that comes from that is essential for Gaia. So it's interesting that you say that. So in a way, this album of love songs, although they are love songs, I can see that, you know, the impact that that can have on, you know, if it inspires people, then
mm-hmm.
that's
Yeah,
it.
Well, I think our creator is a perfect balance of male and female.
Yeah.
Because if we are created in the image of the creator, I think that's how it is. But also,
Absolutely.
Kahan said that in the fifth dimension that we're in now, there is no polarity.
Yeah, it's an illusion. It's all
yes,
been an illusion.
It's all been an illusion. And
mm-hmm.
so now we need to live as if there is no polarity because it's just a oneness. And
yes.
just all be, you know, as a oneness.
And when we really look at it, you know, there are very few differences between male and female, aside from a few obvious physical differences. There are more similarities than there are differences. We all pretty much contain the same traits as human beings, whether we're, you know, regardless of gender. And when we focus on those similarities will continue to increase and grow, and the differences will fall away. And that's what's happening.
You know, there's a saying that men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Well, when the space capsules were looking at pictures of Mars, they couldn't see any bottles of empty cans of booze.
Yeah, they didn't see a single guy on Mars.
They
didn't
see a single guy. They didn't see any empty beer cans and no scrap cars. And
right.
so I don't think men are from Mars.
No, because that's because all the men are on Venus.
Right.
Venus is the goddesses.
Oh, dear. So anyway, you do crystal healing as well, do you, Miss Magical?
Well, what I do, I mean, what I've really been doing is bringing the crystals out and bringing them across here to England. And I have many crystals of my own, but I also have been giving them away to people because each of us has, you know, if we have a piece of that crystalline grid, I found what you can do is if you want to use them for healing, particularly with the quartz crystal, is that you can, as you hold your crystal to use for healing, you can really ask to be connected to the whole grid. And you can do that with any crystal, but I particularly resonate with the quartz crystals. And so if I'm using them for healing or I give one for somebody for healing, I'll say, you know, you can call up the whole grid with this crystal because it's really very much connected. And we've been using them in ceremony and, you know, in gatherings. So that when we do our light work, we are all connected through the crystalline grid. And it's pretty powerful.
Yeah. And crystals are so brilliant for balancing us.
Yeah.
As well. So, okay then. Well, I think we're going to play one of your songs, a lovely healing one called Surrender. And
it's about
would
time.
You just put the link in the chat room, please, Gary, for me, while I just get over to the studio and count you down.
Okay, get everybody to click that YouTube link and pull up the player, pause the player, and return the counter back to zero. Mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And Jen Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will...
Nobody wants to imitate me, I'll tell you.
She'll synchronize us all and begin the video.
Well, there's my heart gone in the chat room. Okay, so I'm going to count you down if everybody's got their hearts in there, have they, Gary?
There's
I can't
mine.
See the chat room from here. Okay, so
here
I'll
come
count
the hearts.
You down. Okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play so the people at home can hear it.
Impeccable must be my words, immaculate my actions, infallible must be my plans, intentional.
I am the time. emotional in splendor. Impeccable must be my words. Immaculate.
Right now it's time for our candles. We make a ceremony out of it because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. And I'm lighting my candle right now for world peace and spiritual unity. Also, the fire helps to connect us to spirit and reminds us of where we've come from, and remind us to take our light out into the world and help other people to light their candles if they wish. I've also lit the Nag Champa to purify the atmosphere, so we're going to ask the healing angels to close around us. And I'd like to sing words that Moses said to God when his sister was very ill. I'm dedicating this to anybody who needs healing today. I'm doing this a cappella. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth.
become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy, and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
To walk us through a meditation ceremony, the Rainbow Chakra Love Feeling Ceremony. and I'll open sacred space and then sing in the song language with DNA activation. So please join me in this meditation. And now, as we breathe together, slowly and intentionally, we really become present to this moment. We feel our individual power. We feel our collective power as we prepare to align our chakras to each other. Now, as we focus on our chakras, our seven chakras, the rainbow within us, we feel them spinning. They're spinning so fast, like hummingbird's wings. And as each of our chakras spin, they spin out so far with the beautiful colors. They spin out throughout the land, across the ocean. And our chakras meet with each other and dance in the ether. As we spin our crown chakra, beautiful white pink light emanates throughout, far and wide. It will merge with all of our crown chakras' light. As we enter the rainbow chakra beam together. Like our chakras are holding hands in ceremony. Our base chakra, red, spinning, emanating out, merging with each other, fiery, intentional, and healing for all who walk upon this beautiful planet. Our third eye chakra, purple, vibrant, spinning out, merging together all of our purple chakras. Creating a purple blanket of healing for all who walk upon this planet. Now to our sacrum chakra, orange, warm, glowing, nurturing, spinning out with orange love, far and wide. As we all spin that orange out and we meet each other's orange in the field, we create a warm and glowing orange veil of healing for all who walk upon this planet. Next, our throat chakra is spinning. Beautiful blue, turquoise, vibrant blue spinning out. Our throat chakras are spinning out far and wide and meeting each other in the field. As we merge that blue like an ocean of love washing over this planet and all who walk upon her. Then our solar plexus chakra spinning far and wide, merging as all our beautiful yellow light merges in the field. So warm and loving, the light of the solar plexus. Spin far and wide and merge with each other's beautiful yellow light. Like being in the arms of the sun, held as we create that yellow healing for all who walk upon this planet. Now to our heart chakra. Green, so green. Spinning, emanating out into the field. All our heart chakras spinning out, spinning together and merging. As we create a green mist of healing all around this planet, as we converge the green healing light of the heart chakra. Healing for all who walk upon this planet. Now, as we're spinning all of our chakras, think of yourself as a rainbow, spinning out that rainbow light, all seven chakras, spinning out the rainbow light into the field. As we merge our rainbows together, sending it out into the heavens, as it merges together, so intense, so colorful, there's an explosion of color and love and light, and that rainbow, like droplets, shower down around everything on this planet, and cover everything in a beautiful, beautiful coating of rainbow healing. And in this meditation, we are joined with on all chakras in this rainbow field of love and light. And we shall remain joined in this rainbow field forevermore. And we will always shower down onto this earth this rainbow healing. We will not close that, we will leave that open so that wherever we may go, wherever we may walk, that rainbow light will shower down on this earth forevermore. And as we remain joined together with our chakras, we can create healing collectively as well as individually. Namaste.
chakra, bringing the light down right through you, shining it straight down to Mother Gaia. Open your crown, she is waiting for you to receive the abundance of heaven, to conceive of the abundance of heaven. Believe, 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 believe. She is waiting for you, Mother Gaia. She is waiting for you. Open your heart chakra, making a star, healing humanity, resonating your art, being who you want to be. Open your heart. She is waiting for you to receive all the love that's in heaven, to conceive all the love that's in heaven.
And thank you to the angelic realm for being with us. And we're going to bring this magical back on now.
Hi, John.
Yes. Oh, dear. Well, it looks like your launch is going to be all brand new files, Miss Magical, because I have uploaded them to the switchboard, and just occasionally, this is what happens, they disappear.
We're having some technical issues.
You're not kidding.
Some gremlins in the system. Well, what I'd like
Welcome to the world of Bong Talk Radio.
It rarely happens, but it does sometimes, Gary, doesn't it? And the files that we've uploaded just completely disappear into the ethers, and don't ask me where they go. That is absolutely terrible. But anyway...
That's okay, Jan, but what I would like to say is that the album, Mr. Magical, we were going to play a song off from the album called Twin Flame, which is actually the first song on the album, which is a beautiful song. But I really wanted today to feature a duet that I did with Max DePro. It's a really gorgeous song, and it's called I'm Gonna Be In Your Life. And he wrote the song, and he sent it to me, and I sang on it and sent it back, and it's a really beautiful duet. So if you'd like to hear that, then you can.
I can't find that one either. Honestly, both of the tracks from your album have completely gone into the ethers, and I cannot apologise enough.
Oh, and, but that's fine. They're there doing their thing. The twin flame is with our rainbow chakras spinning around the rainbow love of the twin flame union. So don't worry about that. But I really wanted to feature Max DePro because he's a really fabulous musician, and he really put a lot into the song. So, and I'm sorry, Max, if you're listening, we can't play it because
I feel absolutely dreadful about that.
Oh, don't feel dreadful. They've gone off with the gremlin.
Can we put the link to the live stream show in the chat room, so that people can click on that and tell me what day that is, Miss Magical?
This will be on the on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Which is the 14th. Which is February the 14th.
Yeah.
And it's on livestream.com/ Miss Magical Music. And that's Miss Magical with a K. And that's at 9 p.m. GMT. And that's at 3 p.m. EST. So do join us on live stream. It's on MMTV. And I'll be singing all the songs. And then I can give you access to the beautiful duet that I did with Max DePro. And there are 13 songs on the album. And you can get that if you go to www.reverbnation.com. com/ Miss Magical again, then you can get the album from there as well. So I'll put that link in the chat room.
Thank you. So wonderful. It really will be a launch of brand new love songs from Miss Magical, because we can't even air them today. So it will be, you know, as I said, a brand new launch of the songs.
Yes, and the mystery continues until Valentine's Day.
All the things that I've uploaded, apart from Love Is All Around, and ones I've already got of yours that I've already put on Blog Talk Radio, they're there.
I don't see them either, Jen, Christy.
No, they definitely uploaded them earlier in the week, on Sunday, actually. And... anyway, I've got another one of yours, Miss Magical, that I love. And so, do you mind if I play this one?
Which one is it?
Then? Heaven's Light.
Heaven's Light?
Yeah.
If you'd like to play it, Jan.
Yes, please. I love that one.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Give this one a spin. Next week, we have Mary Kay.
It's the medicine of the world. Shine your golden light of love. It's the medicine of the world. Shine your golden light of love. Sunlight dawns upon you. Rainbow light showers down on you. shines from within you. It's the medicine of the world. Speak your golden words of truth. It's the medicine of the world. Speak your golden words of truth. Moonlight shines upon you. Grandmother's light at night adores you. Moonshine starlight igniting you. Heaven's light shines from within you. Your golden thoughts of beauty. It's the medicine of the world. Think your golden thoughts of beauty. Sunlight dawns upon you. Rainbow's light showers down on you. Your golden dreams of joy. It's the medicine of the world. Have your golden dreams of joy. Moonlight shines upon you. Grandmother's light at night adores you.
With another one of her beautiful songs. And we want to thank you for being here today, Miss Magical, and I can't apologise enough for... I've been having trouble with Blog Talk Radio all week, actually, trying to edit show pages and trying to create a show link. It has been acting up, so I think I'll get onto them and complain.
So, don't worry, Jan. I'm going with the flow.
Oh, yeah. I feel really sorry about the young gentleman as well. And I can't apologise to him enough because, you know, it's just one of those things. But, you know, oh, dear.
Wasn't meant to be. The mystery continues until Valentine's Day itself.
I know. I had to talk you into letting me have the copies for about an hour, didn't I? And after all that, they're just not there. Anyway.
You've got a million blessings, though, Jan.
I have, and I'm going to play that in just one moment. But before we go, thank you for the beautiful meditation. It was absolutely gorgeous. And
yes,
I just
absolutely.
Loved to hear your drum. Yeah, that was lovely to hear that as well. And next week, as I said, we have Mary E. Gates, and she's been in the chat room all evening. So we're looking forward to Mary next week.
Yes.
And, yeah, brilliant. So we're going to play out with another one of Miss Magical's songs, and I think it must be my favourite song of hers. It's A Million Blessings. So tune in on Valentine's Day for the live stream Virgin promotion of the songs. Okay,
yes,
Gary, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, and yeah, make sure you tune in to live stream on this coming Thursday, which is Valentine's Day. At what time, Miss Magical?
Was that 9 p.m. GMT?
And that's 3 p.m. EST. And it's www.livestream.com/Miss Magical Music.
Yeah, well, I can't believe what's happened tonight, so I shall be tuning in and looking forward to hearing the songs there.
Thanks, then.
Thank you, Miss Magical.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Miss Magical. Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Me too. Namaste. Namaste.
Love, abundance, joy, bliss, harmony, wonderment.
Tune in.
Beauty is my name.
Hi, everyone.
Peaceful is my name.